It's a pledge drive edition of This American Life. All this hour, we are playing favorite stories from the past to remind you why you might donate to this radio station. And this next story is from back before coronavirus, when we could all get together in a theater and do a live show in front of a live audience. And it is a story about famous people. And I think there are people who just are so famous, we are not supposed to meet them. Like, it would be weird to bump into, I don't know, Barack Obama at a Starbucks or Angelina Jolie at the Old Navy. But sometimes the iconic, the famous, the stars from when we were kids, they do descend into our normal world and walk among us. Comedian Tig Notaro witnessed that happen and told the story on stage at one of our live shows.
So I live in Los Angeles, and I went to this party with my friend Pam. And we were going to leave the party, and she said to me, "Do you know who that was standing by the door?" I said, "No." She said, "That was Taylor Dane." Do you know who Taylor Dane is? No? She was a pop singer in the late 80s, early 90s. She sang "Love Will Lead You Back." She sang "Tell It to My Heart." Anyway, I love Taylor Dane. And not ironically. I love Taylor Dane. So I went back into the party. And I went up to her and I said, "Excuse me. I'm sorry to bother you. But I just have to tell you, I love your voice." And she just turned and said, "Yeah, I don't do that anymore." Then I looked over and this other friend of mine was doubled over laughing at me. She was like, "Yeah, you just got dissed by Taylor Dane." Didn't feel great. So I left the party. Then like 9 months passed. And I happened to be out to eat with that same friend of mine, Pam. And there was a party of 10 seated right behind us. You guys are not going to believe who was sitting there. Any guesses? Just think about, what's that? That's correct. It was Taylor Dane. Pam said, "Oh my gosh, you have to say something to her." And I said, "No question." Because I still love Taylor Dane. But I didn't know what to say to her. And then I realized the best thing that I could say to Taylor Dane would be the exact same sentence that I said the first time. So I turned around and I interrupted her entire dinner. And I said, "Excuse me. Sorry to bother you. But I just have to tell you, I love your voice." And she said, "My speaking voice?" And I said, "Yes." I was sitting here with my friend. I heard someone talking behind me. I said, "I need to turn around and compliment this person on their speaking voice." And what I didn't realize at the time was that Taylor Dane was pursuing an acting career, which I guess is why she was no longer accepting compliments on her singing voice. Then like a year passed. And at this point, I've told all of my friends about my run-ins with Taylor Dayne and how she's the easiest person in the world to run into. Like, I'm not even convinced that she's not here tonight. So I was at my writing partner, Kyle's house, and my phone rang, and it was Sarah Silverman. And at the time, Sarah was dating Jimmy Kimmel. And Sarah called and said, guess who's promoting a new CD on Jimmy's show tomorrow night? You guys will not believe who it was. Yes, it was Taylor Dayne. You're good with patterns. Sarah said, I want you to come down to Jimmy's show tomorrow night. And I want you to say those exact same words that you said the other times. And I said, no question. But I didn't end up having to go to Jimmy's show the next night. Because that same day, that Sarah called me at Kyle's house. Kyle and I took a lunch break. We ordered lunch to be picked up. We walked across the street to the strip mall where the restaurant was. Kyle was walking in front of me. I was walking behind him. We walked up to the restaurant. He opened the door. He looked at this table, then he looked back at me, then he looked back at the table, and I was like, oh, yeah, of course she's here. And Kyle and I walked over to the counter where our food was waiting for us, and Kyle was just pacing back and forth, about to have a stroke. And I was like, what is your problem? And he said, nothing, I'm just really uncomfortable right now. And I said, why? And he said, because I know what's about to happen. And I said, yeah. And I can't wait to do it. I said, this has nothing to do with you. I said, this is between me and Taylor Dayne. I said, but what I do need you to do, when I go up and interrupt her lunch, I want you to take my cell phone and just point it in the general vicinity and videotape me talking to Taylor Dayne, just so I finally have proof. And Kyle said, okay. So I walked up to Taylor Dayne's table. And I said, excuse me. I'm sorry to bother you. But I just have to tell you, I love your voice. And she said, thank you. And I was like, oh, that was weird. But the best part was when Kyle and I went back and looked at that video footage, you didn't hear me talking to Taylor Dayne. You just heard Kyle in an imaginary conversation going, oh, hey. Hey man, what's going on? I'm, ha- I'm having lunch at the chicken cafe, at the pizza, at the California Chicken Kitchen Pizza Kitchen Cafe. So the person that Kyle made up in that conversation was the world's most difficult human being that will not let the easy stuff slide. The person on the other end of that call is going, whoa, 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 back up, dude. Where are you having lunch? At the chicken what cafe? No, man, I've never heard of that place. This conversation is going no further until you make it clear to me where exactly you're having lunch right now. And I feel confident that I'm the reason that Taylor Dane ended up putting out another record. Because you know she called her manager and was like, my fans miss me. They love me. I mean, sure, they're a bunch of he-she-looking robots. Excuse me. Sorry to bother you. But I just have to tell you, I love your voice. Excuse me. I'm sorry to bother you. But I just have to tell you, I love your... Excuse me. Just as a side note, I left out other times that I ran into Taylor Dane. Anyway, thank you.
Tig Notaro. Tig Notaro. Her website, Tig Nation. And now, ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Taylor Dane. Okay, this is me live in the studio. I should probably describe what is happening here. Taylor Dane, in a sequined mini dress, is singing to Tig. Tig is sitting on this stool on stage. Her arms are crossed. She's looking sort of skeptical. And Taylor's trying to win her over. Okay, I'm jumping in again. By the end of this number, Tig is busting out Michael Jackson moves and dancing with Taylor Dane. And I have to say, when we planned this and booked it, I really had no idea how it would work out. And that is really the spirit that we run at so many things here on our program when we do live shows, but also when we cover what is going on in the world. We throw reporters into situations for weeks and for months sometimes, not sure what we'll get, and just kind of cross our fingers. If you like this, if you want this kind of thing on the radio, people just trying stuff, we need your help to keep it going. And if you pledge this hour for just a $5 donation, $5 a month, you get this collection of 50 episodes of our radio show that I personally picked out myself, two for every year we've been on the air. This low, low price is to try to get you to make the jump, to donate. And the idea with these 50 episodes is that you can stream them or download them, listen on your computer or your iPad or your phone, for just $5 a month. And can I just say, right now, with the economy the way it is, so many millions of people unemployed, so many businesses still shuttered or limping along, this radio station needs you now more than usual. Public radio stations across the country are having trouble making their budgets. NPR in Washington is facing losses in the tens of millions this year. Corporate underwriting, you know, those little 15-second announcements where we say support for this program comes from, those are down because corporations are doing so badly. And if you listen all the time and you've never donated and you still are working like you were before the pandemic and you're doing okay, you're doing fine, please, I'm trying to say, we need you. Here's how to pledge.